Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me. I know you're having a fabulous, a fabulous day. Because guess what? You are in your purpose. I know some people may say, I don't believe you, Dr. Sunday. I am not in my purpose. But guess what? We are all on the journey of obtaining our purpose. What we got to do is we got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk out our destiny, okay? That's all we got to do. We got to do our part, okay? Because everyone has their own purpose in life. You have your own calling. You have the things that you have been predestined. So that means, guess what? You didn't have a choice in the matter. It was predestined what you were going to do. But anyway, you know, and then God, we know God actually put all those dreams, passion, and things inside of you. So all of us are unique in the things that we do and say. So you say that, okay, I thought of this. Well, you know, God actually put that inside of you. So, you know, when we realize that, we could actually get it. We could actually realize what we're supposed to be in life. But you know what we do here at Good Deeds. Our whole mission is to help others shine their light to the world. Help everybody shine their dreams, their purpose, and their passions to the world. And I'm your host, Dr. Renee Sunday. And that's what I was created. I was created to help you share your message to the world. Help you shine your light to the world. And you know that's through products and services. We have authors. We have artists. We have people that's, you know, changing the world, that's impacting the world. And you know, that's what we do. You know, the thing is, no matter what's going on in your life, you have uniqueness in what you do and say. You know, we actually have an awesome, 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 wonderful young lady that's with us today. Actually, I've had the opportunity. She's been on our show platform before. So, you know, when you continue to do more and more in life, you have to share that message, as I said earlier. So we actually have the awesome opportunity to have this young lady with us again. You know, she's a best-selling author. Let's just stop right there. Best-selling, okay? You know what that's all about. But award-winning author as well. So the thing is, as I tell people as an author and a publisher, writing the book is the easy part. Uh-oh, yes, I did say that. Writing the book is the easy part. You actually have to market, you have to promote, you got to actually get it out there, and that's one of the avenues that she's doing today. She's actually getting it out there so you can actually obtain the products and services. But the most important thing, and I know she will agree with me, is impact other people's lives so they can change and that they can, you know, walk out their destiny, walk in the purpose that they have been, you know, ordained to before they were even born. So, you know, that's the awesome thing that we really, really, truly enjoy, being part of that vehicle that we can actually help people. But we don't want to delay because I have my pen and paper ready. I actually have the gems that she's going to tell us. We want to welcome to Good Deeds none other than best-selling award-winning author Elder Paulette Hopper. Welcome, welcome to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Hello, Dr. Renee. Thank you so much for having me on your show today and introducing me to your listening audience. Welcome. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. She has a warm heart. I love it. But, you know, we don't want to delay because, you know, I just love listening to what's going on in other people. And it just makes you feel so good. But the audience is like that as well. Paulette, please. If you don't mind me calling you Paulette,
please
tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, just the amazing things, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Well, you know, Dr. Renee, I just give God all the glory for where I am today. You know, I was listening to your introduction, and you're so on point about just being part of somebody else's dream, and that's really what it's about, helping other people achieve their dreams and their goals and just really taking part in that. And as for me, I am a mother and a grandma. I love writing and author, as you mentioned, but, you know, most importantly, I'm a child of God, and I'm in a position where I'm fulfilling my destiny, I'm fulfilling my purpose. I live in Northern California where I enjoy just getting out and you know, listening to jazz and just being part of, you know, what God has called me to do in this Bay Area that I'm living in. But, you know, really, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I've been here. God placed me here on earth to be a partaker of his goodness and just to share the blessings of God with other people and be a part of their blessings as well.
Wow, we got to, wait a minute. First of all, you heard what she said. She said California. So that's on a whole nother level of enjoyment, I always say. Always when I go to California, I love it. I love the water. I love it looks like that the sun and the clouds and the blue skies are totally different. Okay, what you think? Am I right?
I would have to agree with you. You know, it's nothing similar to California. You know, we have today is a beautiful sunny day, a little windy, but it's just gorgeous here. And so, you know, coming here and being part of, you know, the Bay Area that I live at, it's gorgeous here. And there's really no other place that I would prefer to live other than Northern California.
Wow. Now, she ain't said it. Now I got to chime on this because people know I'm a connoisseur of food. Now, California is on a whole other level. It was the first place that I had my, I don't want to incorrect and say it wrong, but I think it was my first time having a 10-course meal and also smoked salmon. Oh, my God. It was in California. I can't remember. Was I in L.A. or where I was, but that just made me into a crazy person. It was so good.
I can agree with you. Yeah, the smoked salmon is just fabulous here. And, you know, the crab is going on as well. I love seafood. So anything, you take me to a seafood restaurant, I'm just going to, you know, really dive in there. But the salmon is awesome. Yes, I'd have to agree with you on that.
Wow. Now, see, we already got two Kendra Spears now. She's talking about she loves seafood. That's a whole nother level there. Oh, my God. that's very important and I try to tell people, you know, that's not the reason she's on here to tell us about California, but I love to have to bring that in because she's enjoying life. And I hate to say this, Paulette, people in the body of Christ, God has put this, you know, here for us to enjoy. But some people think that we should be in a box, you know, not doing anything, you know. But God wants us to enjoy life. So that's why I brought that in, because the wonderful things that you're enjoying, the scenery of, you know, of California, and then, of course, the wonderful food. So that's why I brought that in. What you think about that? Because I think we need to get it right. We need to enjoy life.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. You know, I'm in such a great place, a great space right now in my life, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm enjoying being here in beautiful California, but I'm enjoying living my purpose, and that's really what it's about. And when you can find your purpose and you can live it out, and you live it out in joy, everything around you, all the surroundings may not be all perfect, but you serve a perfect God who works all things out according to his will. And so for me, I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying finding more out about who I am as a person. I'm enjoying seeing the works of God and how he's opening up great doors for me to be able to write and minister and teach and bring people into, you know, the saving knowledge of Christ. And so I'm living it out with great joy. I'm not bored because I'm a believer. You know, it's not a whole bunch of, I'm not living in a legalistic state. I'm living in the freedom that God has called me to live in, and I'm enjoying life, and I'm doing life on God's terms.
Now, you just set that up. I think you're a media personality on the cover, because she set that right on up to the next thing. You know, with you being in your purpose, you know, the writing, I mean, the awesome thing you do in regards of putting your thoughts that God has put in you first of all, getting clarity of it, and then second of all, getting it, you know, on paper, and then taking the next step of getting it actually published. Now, I know there's a lot of moving parts in between each three of those bullets, but we first of all want to commend you for that. But talk a little bit about that experience, and then, you know, we're going to move from there to talk about your individual manuscript that you have. I mean, watch it, ladies, side. Here it comes. You got to see this. You know, you got the experience, the setup that she's going to tell you.
Well, you know, writing a book, I started writing when I was in 2008. That's when I wrote my first book. And so, you know, you're talking about being in purpose. And that during that time, I was in a transition. I was going through a divorce. And that was a very difficult time for me. It was a time where I was being really stretched and torn and just going through a very difficult spiritual battle. And in that time, I saw God's purpose being fulfilled, even in my pain, even in my tears. I began to see how God was putting my life in order and how he was bursting things out of me. And so that, you know, my first book came from that, not even having the passion and desire to write, but knowing that God didn't allow me to go through all the hell that I had gone through in vain. You know, my tears were not in vain. My pain wasn't in vain. The things that happened in my life, it wasn't all in vain. It was to write and to pen what he had given me, so that my message can help other women who are facing the same consequences and going through the same things, so just to let them know that, you know what, if God can birth out of me purpose, and he can birth writing out of me and other great gifts out of me, surely he can do it for anyone else. And that was really the beginning of my writing. And from that, God has just been able to, you know, share and download other scripts for me to write, other manuscripts for me to write, you know. And I just, you know, I speak to, you know, people all the time, and I talk to them about, you know, what their purpose is and whatnot, and how you can find so much, God can bring so much purpose out of pain and out of sorrow. Because I kid you not, Dr. Renee, I would have never thought I would be where I am right now. I never pictured me being an author, a writer, or even the platform that God has given me. But he's taken all those broken pieces of my life, and he's put the puzzle back together again. He's put the pieces back together again, that I can walk and I can feel my God-given purpose, because it was in me all along. I just didn't know it, and God pushed it out of me when I was going through my pain.
Now, that was it. Now, you said it. Because a lot of times, and let's just be real, call it, people want the gold and the glamour, if you will, or the results or the manifestations, but we don't want to go through nothing. We don't want
nothing. I so agree with you. That is so true, because you know what, even when I was going through my divorce and I talk about you know, my journey and my first book that I wrote, that was then this now, this book is also restored, and I kid you not, I would have conversations with the Lord, and I'm like, oh God, if I could just, you know, not go through this, if you had just showed me what I was going to go through, Lord, I know I would not have agreed with you. But God doesn't do that. He doesn't show us the picture. He doesn't show us the entire picture, because he knows us being the vessels that we are, we will just say, nope, we're not going to go through it because it's too painful. It pulls too much from me. I don't want to go through the heartache and the suffering. I don't want to go through it. But God doesn't show us those things, because he knows we would run from it. And so he allows us to go through the testings and the trials of life, so that we come out pure gold. We come out stronger. We come out more equipped. We come out better people. We come out people looking more like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Like, truly we are his children, who we are his sons and daughters of God. And so No, I would have told the Lord, no, thank you. But I would have missed out on the greater. I would have missed out on fulfilling his purpose and his will. And so even in those dark times, we have to tell the Lord yes. We have to say yes, Lord, let your will be done, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful it could be, because on the other side, there's so much greater. On the other side, there's blessings and there's purpose and there's rewards that we get, you know. And I'm living right now in the rewards of the Lord, and I'm in a great place, and I just really love it.
Mm. She just, you can put that all in a nice little package. I appreciate that. I mean, because you have, you know, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this straight. She hadn't written one book, two books. She's written several books. And so are you, because we want to make sure this is clear, because a lot of people, you know, you hear people say, Paula, the little cliche, everybody has a book in their belly. Everybody has a book. So you're saying the things that I've gone through that, number one, I didn't like. Number two, I struggled through, and number well, I should. This is not in, the, of course, not in the correct order. And number three, of course, God brought me through it. You know, one, mm-hmm. three should have been one. But so you're saying, mm-hmm. especially in your life, the books that you've written, it's from something that we didn't even care about. Like you said before, it's something we would have put a check mark and so. No, we don't want to do that, God.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because, like I said, I had no aspiration of being an author. I hadn't even, when I started writing, I didn't even know none of my friends were authors. So I couldn't go to them and ask them anything about, you know, becoming a writer. And so in my walk with the Lord, and I kid you not, one day I'm in the car and I'm having this conversation with the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, you want me to write a book about my story. You want me to write the story. And I knew he did because I would sit and he would just download, you know, the words to me. And I didn't have a journal. I didn't have a piece of paper or a pen with me or any time. I could just sit at the computer and God would just download, you know, the words and the scenes and the scriptures that he wanted me to use in my book. And that's how he did with me. Now, you know, everybody's story is so different, and I think, you know, what God does, he works, I mean, his word is so true. He says he works all things out. Everything will work out for our good, and it'll be for the glory of God. And I truly know that when I started writing my book and penning what he had given me in my first book, I knew that God was going to get the glory out of it because I was being transparent and open to readers. I was sharing with them my own personal struggles with you know, depression and suicide and where I was emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And so I was an open book. I became an open book. And so for me, as I poured out my heart in the word and in, you know, in sharing in that first book, you know, God got the glory out of it because he turned a situation that could have just it could have been so worse for me. And he turned it around and he made it good on my behalf, but he got all the glory in it. And so, you know, there are, you know, people, you know, that are listening, wondering if they have a story. I think everybody has a story. It just depends on if you want to, you know, share your story with the world. Maybe your story, you know, you don't necessarily want to tell everybody, but, you know, you can tell your family, your select few. So it just depends on the person. It depends on their story. And it just depends on if they want to be known, if they want to publicize all their, you know, all their stuff out there to readers.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, okay, let's run the list. Now, correct me if I miss any. Now, she has completely whole. Now, look at that. That's going to tell you something. Completely whole. She has a writer's manual for you. She has That Was Then, This Is Now, Living
yeah.
Separate Lives, and she has an awesome, amazing children book, Princess Nevaeh. Did I pronounce it right? I hope I did.
Princess Nevaeh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nevaeh. Oh, Lord, I really botched that. Please forgive me.
That's okay.
And then she has an awesome Christian fiction novel coming up. But this is what I wanted, because the amazing, because this is what I think, and forgive me if I'm being a little biased a little bit. A lot of us, especially believers, are dealing with undercover, and I'm going to say it that way, undercover anxiety and depression. So tell us, I mean, because I want to dive in. I hate to say it. You're going to have to come back because we need to do one show per book. But the reason this is on my heart, so your manuscript that was then and this is now, mm-hmm. you know, because that deals with what, you know, this hidden you know, stuff that we, you know, we try to play
sure.
like we don't have depression, that our
exactly.
dream things didn't come true. Tell us a little bit more about that, because, you can sit on here, and if you're listening live or the archive, and, you know, pretend, and I'm going to just say it, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
just put it out there, like the kids say, keep it 100. All of us
mm-hmm.
have gone through that, and some of us listening
sure.
right now are going through it right now, but we can get help
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. That particular book, I was married to a pastor. And so we had, of course, you know, we were pastoring a church. And for me, it was, we could pray for everybody else's marriage. We could, just really minister the word of God to everybody else. But, oh, my God, when it came home, it was like, how we didn't know how to apply the word to our very own lives. And then the struggle that I was having was dealing with the ultimate separation and divorce, was dealing with what people were going to say about me. That, I felt that I had misrepresented or shamed God. I had put a shame on the gospel of Jesus Christ. But here we were pastors, and we were ministering the word, and we were praying for other people, but yet our marriage ended. And so, in my book, I'm real open and transparent. I talk about, my struggle with suicide. I talk about my struggle with depression because it was real. It was real. And so, we can pretend like all is well. And so for me, being married to a pastor, I was going to church every Sunday, and I was putting on this fake. This facade, I was putting on this mask, but, acting like everything was okay. And internally, I was a mess internally, and then my home was a wreck. And so the thing about believers is that we have to take the mask off, and quit pretending like all is well, because all is not well. God heals us when we are open and we're honest and we, admit, Lord, I need help in this area, And so for me, that's where my deliverance finally came, once when I got away from the source that was causing me all the havoc. I got away from it, and that's when God was beginning to really bring deliverance to me and show me that, it was going to work together for my good, and that he was going to, make me whole again. And that's exactly what he's done. And so in that book, I'm so honest, I'm open, I talk about my own struggles, I talk about where I was being a pastor's wife, and even being a minister, an elder, a pastor in the church. But we have to own up to where we are, identify where we are, get the help that we need, and get free, because the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
And I have to say this, because I have learned in my own life, it's a cliche, but this is very true, the new level, new devil. And I've noticed what comes with that is God actually will separate the people that was, and I'm going to just, forgive me, I'm going to just say it real, that's fake and phony, people that's pretending, and the people that whip you for the wrong motive. So I've noticed, as God elevates me where he wants me to be, and I've seen it in so many of the other people's lives, that certain people will disappear. and my mother has always said, if they were meant to be there, they would be there. Because
yeah.
you have to learn that too when you go to another level, that certain people would not go there with you. But I'm so glad that you actually revealed that, because that happens a lot. I'm unfortunate, and a lot of people, and I think Maxwell, John Maxwell does so wonderfully in his leadership book, is
mm-hmm.
you got to learn, you have that innate ability to be a leader, to be a minister, et cetera, be a, over people, but you got to actually learn how to treat people. and so it starts at home. My mom always said that they've been married 50 years. Everything starts at home and go abroad. And that does that as well, Paulette, I believe, in our businesses and our purpose and things that we actually are part of. Oh, my God, it's just so powerful, powerful. But tell us a little bit, because like I said, we're going to have to get you on here, and we talk about each one of the books. Tell us just a snippet now, because I like people to, buy the products and services. They know I am. Your new book that's coming out. I don't know, can you say a little bit about at least, just a description, because, but go ahead.
I'd love to share a little bit about my upcoming book. It is called Secret Places Revealed. It is an inspirational fiction romance. It's my first fiction book, my full novel book, actually. It's coming out on September the 20th. I'm so excited about it. I've wanted to write a fiction book for quite some time, and God gave me the storyline. It's about, of course, Aaron Blackman and Simone Heron. They're not looking for love. They don't want to really be in love with one another. They don't want a relationship, but life brings them together. And so they have their own personal issues that they have to deal with, but there's an attraction that they have that they can't deny. And even though they wanted to, you find that their relationship, God has a different plan for them. And so it's a great romance story. It's one of transformation. It's really one of trust. It's really one of building relationships. But, at the end of the story, of course, it's a romance, so they come together. But I encourage the readers to put it on their list. Secret Places Revealed. It'll be out on September 20th. I'm excited about it because I love reading romance stories. I love stories where people find love. And so for me to be able to write about something that I enjoy reading, it gave me great joy to develop these characters. And also what has been a real blessing to me with this particular book is the male character on the cover. His name is A.C. Brown. I happened to meet him on Facebook. Dr. Renee, I did not know him when I selected that cover, but God, oh my God, God put that thing together, and I was able to be introduced to him on Facebook, and we've been friends, and so I've been able to bounce the information off of him about this particular character. It has just been amazing. So I know that the hand of the Lord is definitely on this book, and I know God has some great things, and he's going to put it in the right people's hands to just be really blessed by the storyline.
Wow. So you're telling me, wait now, let me make sure I'm getting this right. God downloaded, I use the word that kids use, that downloaded.
Yeah.
This your characters in a Christian fiction book, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a person that is similar in real life?
Yeah. When I selected my book cover, I'm a real advocate about, I'm a marketing specialist, so I'm a real advocate about promoting and marketing my stuff. And so when I, had my book cover, I posted it on Facebook, and I, did the buzz and get the buzz out there. And when one of my friends tagged me, and she said, Paula, do you know that male character is A.C. Brown? And I'm like, I don't know no A.C. Brown. I said, no, I didn't know him. And so what had happened was one day he had gotten a cover of my book, and he had put it on his Facebook page. At this time, he doesn't know me, and I don't know him. And so people started, his fans and family started, talking to him about the book cover, saying, oh, AC, is this D on the book cover? And they were just commending him about this book cover. And then she tagged me, and we're friends. We have a mutual friend, and then she tagged me in this conversation. And I'm reading these comments about this AC Brown being on my book cover, and I'm communicating with him. I'm the author of the book, and he said, I'm the male model on your book cover. And I'm like, oh my God, you can imagine. It was just like, Lord, for real? And so we have been friends ever since. This has been over a year now. And so, I would ask him questions about this character, and I would say, are you like this? Are you like this? Do you have this? Do you have that? Because now he's real to me. He is a real live person. And so I have been able to, bounce information off of him, and he's been able to share with me about who he is and some of his personality and whatnot. And it has just really been a great experience for me, Dr. Renee. I have just really loved seeing how God has just put this thing together.
Well, I love it. Kudos. I mean, God. Hey, like the grandma. Let me tell you, say it like this. Like grandmama said, won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes. Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
wow,
just
that's
really.
You know, time. It's amazing. I'm like in awe. I can't hardly. Ooh. I mean, chills come down, go down your back when you think about that. But you know what? Time goes by so quickly here on Good Deeds. And we thank you so much, Elder Paulette Harper, for being here with us on Good Deeds. But please tell us how we can contact you and, of course, how we can support you on social media as well.
Okay. I do have a website, and people can connect with me. And my website is pauletteharper.com. I am on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can find me under Paulette Harper. And then, of course, I'm on Amazon. You can get copies of my other books on Amazon as well. Just, you know, search for me, Paulette Harper. But then also put on your list, Secret Places Revealed. You know, make sure you download and get a copy of that as well. I have a business that I do. I'm helping promote other authors. My touring company is called Right Now Literary Virtual Book Tours. I help promote and connect authors and their books with other bloggers and readers. So I'm all over.
Well, that's what you got to do in marketing. Amen. You're right. Well, please contact us here in Good Deeds if you need us for anything. We just
thank you
so much for you being in your purpose. And, I love it. I can't wait. But, continue. But thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Well, thank you, Dr. Renee. I do appreciate it. God bless you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, another powerful session. Oh, my God. I'm still in awe of what Paulette Harper said in regards to that book. You got to get that. You got to get all her stuff. Just go to her website, and it's on our pages and our website, www.pauletteharper.com. You know how to get in contact with us if you need, you know, any of the products and services. If you want to advertise on our platform, if you actually want to be in our newsletter, you want some publishing services, if you want some promotion services with our sponsorships, or all the events that we do. And all the things that I do is on the website, from the radio, TV, the publishing, the nonprofit organization. You know, the thing to remember is, you do have a calling. You do have a reason that you're on this earth right now. You have a reason why you were created. You know, you have a purpose. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. Our website is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is reneesunday.com. We love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you later. Bye-bye.